proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, Apologia Chapel. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I'm your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. I have been teasing you because I've changed what I've been talking about at the close of the show. Most of you are familiar with, brought to you in part by Patriot Church. But now I'm talking about we're also a ministry of Apologia Chapel. So I'm going to explain that today. You guys are going to be excited. Hey, go on over to churchandstate.media and take advantage of all of our fine shows. You're going to have to share them. And this one should be shared quite a bit, actually. This is going to be a very important show where you're going to discover a venture that yours truly and some other individuals, they're less important, are engaged in, okay? And so it'll be a great show for you to share specifically around the Spokane area. Also, take advantage of all of our great affiliates. I've been really hitting on MyPillow. Let's talk about gold. Gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen, the economy is in shambles. Are you noticing this? Bitcoin just went through the roof, okay? All of your fiat currency that's tied into the stock market, well, one of these days in the not too distant future is going to come crashing down. And if all of your hopes and dreams and retirement and living well and having a little nest egg for your children, if it's all tied into the stock market, well, you're going to be in a government breadline. So get some gold, get some silver. Take advantage of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. These are some of the greatest people out there, okay? They're very trustworthy, and they'll work with you the whole time. And in fact, you can take some of your retirement, some of your 401k, all these different things, and you can actually purchase physical gold and silver. And you need it. You need to be able to have it in your hand. So use that promo code Church and State and buy a Michael Flynn coin. Why not? That's a great one. Great American hero right there. Also, you can just donate specifically to Church and State. Just hit that donate button either at the bottom of the page or the top. Chris is flashing it right now for those of you that are watching it online. And if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. All right. It's going to be a one-topic show today, ladies and gentlemen, and anything can happen. Well, you're used to that with me. Every once in a while, I find myself in a position where I have to lower my standards, lower myself, to really get an understanding of what the common people are up to. And so I'm joined by one of my friends here, Matt Buster. I'm lowering my standards.
Wow.
And welcome to Church and State. I appreciate your time here.
Wow. I feel very welcomed now, being lowered, raised up to your standards.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Most of the people who love this show know that you and I have been in a war.
We were in a war. It was brutal. It was bloody. It was messy.
And I won.
And you won.
I did. And so, you know, I figured maybe I'd offer a little bit of a peace offering, right? There's a little dove here. Okay. And so I decided to bring one of the people from Emancipation Propaganda onto the show. And so here you are.
Yep. So here I am.
Entertain the public. Go ahead.
Entertain the public. Now, to be fair, it wasn't that I gave up. My co-host, my sweet, wonderful daughter-in-law, she gave up.
You know what excuses are like?
Yes. I can only do so much, but she gave up and it broke my heart. I was having fun with it, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, you had an audience of what, like two?
Well, yeah, we had both of them. Yeah. It was great. And they loved us.
All right, let's talk about seriously what we've been doing. So you and I, we both grown up in the church.
Yep.
And about what, a year and a half ago, maybe, God put something on both of our hearts.
Yeah.
And we both wrestled against it.
Oh, fought tooth and nail.
Yeah, we were Jacob. We were wrestling the angel. All right.
I still think God was talking to the guy next to me and just, you know, mistakenly directed his voice towards me and I picked it up. I'm still not really 100% convinced that it was for me, but you know.
But what are we talking about? We're talking about Apologia Chapel.
Okay? Apologia Chapel.
We are starting a church. Yep. Matt Buster, Caleb Collier. This is going to be really popular with the leftists. But we're starting a church and we got the logo right here. Chris, go ahead and show that to everyone. I think it's a solid logo there.
I like it.
Why did we name it Apologia Chapel? It comes from apologetics. Mm-hmm. And so what is apologetics? Most of the people who listen to the show know that I've become just fascinated with this subject, defending the faith, having the tools in order to be able to defend your faith, okay, and to know your faith, all right? Because unfortunately today in America specifically, most people who call themselves Christians are just nominal ones.
Yeah, yeah, nominal. Or, you know, and I find sad is a lot of times I'm not even sure if they know what God they're following. For me, a lot of it came down to basics, you know, basic apologetics, basic understanding of the Bible. We don't have to chase off into the weeds on, you know, second, third level stuff. We can just focus on the basics. And that was kind of my big point with
no gold name. Dust.
No gold dust.
Okay,
no,
that's good to hear. I'm thrilled that there's no gold dust.
No gold dust. No, and not at least our first year.
Oh man, I'll leave the church. I planted it. I'm leaving it. But no, this is truly our heart here. Mm-hmm. Is that we want to establish a church that is willing to engage culturally.
Yep.
Okay, we got to get out there in the public square. This is something that everybody that's associated with this venture all has a desire to get out there in the public square, because we truly believe that we as Christians, we are the solution. It's not the government. I mean, we can look around and we can give you example after example after example of how many times the government has failed you. But for some odd reason, we as Americans, and let's just specifically talk to the Christians, we just think, hey, let's just throw more money at the government. That's just, the taxes are coming out anyway, so the government should take care of the homeless. No. The church is the solution for homelessness. The church is the solution for drug abuse. The church is the solution for child abandonment, right? Mm-hmm. These are all issues that the church should be dealing with. And unfortunately, we've given that over, that proper authority over to the state. This is the end result here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, that's a good point. You know, we areas that the church should be stepping into and being a part of and helping families get back together, like you mentioned, you know, abuse and all those different things. You know, that's what the church should be doing. We should be standing in that gap, standing with those families and walking through that with them, instead of just pawning them off onto the state at whatever level. You know, helping care for the poor within the body. You know, we shouldn't be, if you're in the body and you're suffering, I mean, shame on your church. That's what the church is supposed to be for. We're supposed to help get each other going, build each other up, edify the body. And that's kind of part of our real passion there.
And among other things. So right. Another thing that we really want to devote a lot of time into is building true disciples. Okay. This is something that drives me absolutely nuts in the church, where you think that just dunking somebody underwater and giving them the sinner's prayer, and there they are, they're team God now.
Right.
No, it doesn't charge us to baptize people. It doesn't charge us to give the sinner's prayer. It says to make disciples, and making disciples requires work. It means that you got to teach people. It says, teach them the laws, teach them the book, the good book, the Holy Bible. Okay. That's what we need to be teaching people. And unfortunately, in a lot of American churches these days, you're going to hear a topical sermon that's basically the equivalent of going to a Tony Robbins conference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're chasing after things that you shouldn't be chasing after. You know, like I kind of said a little minute ago, we're so much focused on secondary and third level issues and topics that we're ignoring the basic principles, the first level stuff. Christ crucified. That's the gospel message. Mm-hmm. And so many people, I don't even know if they know who God is, who Jesus is and so forth. So that's my big heart. That's where my heart is the most, is those basic biblical principles. Cause there's better theologians out there than, I mean, I wouldn't even consider myself a theologian. So there
are,
thanks. And you know, so there are better people in called to this role than I am, but I'm going to be obedient. But focusing on the basics, that, you know, who's God? What does the Bible even say about it? What does God say about himself in the Bible?
Absolutely. We also don't want to engage in gimmicks, right?
No.
The word of God is sufficient. You know, I hold it up a lot of times when I'm talking about it, but the word of God is incredible. And there's stuff in here that every time I read the Bible, I'm like, how long has that been in there? Mm-hmm. I miss stuff, right? Or something speaks to me specifically. Okay. So we want to engage in expository teaching. Now, this isn't to say that on occasion there might be a topical sermon, because society, culture, a specific situation might demand that we address that from the pulpit, and we're not going to shy away from that. Okay. No. Case in point, when Roe v. Wade was kicked back to the states, I don't say it was overturned because it wasn't. It was kicked back to the states. All right. Every single church in America should have been speaking about it that Sunday, that very next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And most of them did not. They were silent from it. Okay. So yeah, sometimes something is going to emerge that is going to require our church to talk about it. And we're not going to shy away from that subject. But generally speaking, our tagline here at Apologia Chapel is, what does the Bible say? Mm-hmm. What does it say? Because every single problem that you're dealing with is found right here in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And one of the other things that drives me nuts about the church is how boring we've made it.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, does this book excite you?
Yeah.
Is there some incredible stories?
There's some incredible stories.
I feel like every time I pick up the Bible, you remember probably one of the greatest movies ever made, The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah.
It's definitely up there, right? And you remember the grandpa selling it to the grandson? Sword fights, yeah, pirates, yeah. True love, murder. It's all in here.
Yeah.
It's all in here. This is the most incredible stories, true stories, that have ever been written. And we, as a church, we stay in the Gospels. We stay in a few messages that, you know, they're going to be conforming. They're not going to really alienate people at all. I want to be alienated in church. I want to actually be convicted mm-hmm. in church. Yeah. I want to be like, oh, I suck.
Yeah. This is fair warning. This is not a seeker sensitive church.
No.
You know, that's not our heart. We're going to preach the gospel. And at times it's offensive. At times it's challenging, you know, yes. And of course it's loving. It's God's love for us. It's his desire to have that relationship with us. But sometimes it's in your face.
I hope most of the time it's in your face. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the third person.
The third.
Yes. And so this is going to be fun.
This is great. Because
I love triggering the left. You know, this is one of my hobbies.
Yes.
I do it really well, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't say so myself.
Hard.
It's not, yeah, that's hard. Fair. Somebody who has agreed, now they're not part of the church plant process,
right.
Okay? But they've agreed to come in and preach twice a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So typically every month, you know, we have the oddball. I think we have one where there's five Sundays, but generally speaking, four Sundays a month. So you can expect Mr. Brian Noble. Where's the applause? Yeah. Oh yeah. Brian Noble. What? If you don't know who Brian Noble is, where have you been? You've been hiding under a rock. This guy mm-hmm. is incredible. He's been a pastor for years, has been was the executive pastor at Valley Assembly. He ran for county commissioner. Then took over the GOP, was the chair of the GOP in Spokane County, and now works for Family Policy Institute of Washington. So this is not a guy who's afraid to wade into the public square.
Right.
All right. But he's going to be preaching two times a month. And honestly, like, he's already told us I love this part. Actually, he's already told you and I that he's not going to let us preach.
Yeah.
On Sundays without preaching to him first.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to have to write a sermon, and we're going to have to preach it to Brian, get his approval as a pastor. And this is like true submission, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're submitting to his leadership, or maybe not leadership, but experience, right?
Yeah.
As two guys who really haven't been pastors before.
No.
And now we're going to submit to him, make sure the message is on point. We're not engaging in any heresy. We're not, winging it, which I have a tendency to do.
Yeah.
And so, thanks. Yeah. But I'm excited to have him in the church preaching twice a month.
Yeah. It's great. It's really great to have, somebody with some background in being in church leadership and someone with, you know, who's got all that experience in over 25 years experience, if I recall correctly. So it's great having that foundation to be a part of it. Brian's phenomenal. The more I get to more know him, the more I love him. And, you know, there's no baloney in him.
No, that's very true. And he's very in your face.
Yep.
And he loves expository teaching as well. And so, yeah, so twice a month, you'll get to hear Brian Noble. Once a month, you'll get to hear me. And then once a month, you'll get to hear Matt Buster. And I have a little surprise for you. Uh-oh. I'm actually going to hand out Rotten Tomatoes when you're preaching.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, that'll be fun.
That's always great.
Open doors so anybody can come in and throw tomatoes at you if they like.
You know, at least when I'm preaching, they'll be there. Unlike, you know, ooh, some other people.
Shots fired.
So it's going to be fun. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun. If church isn't fun, what's the point? We don't have to be all serious
stuffy
and serious. You know, God had a sense of humor.
Well, he created you.
It went me and you, and he somehow has decided to ask us to do something like this. And so he definitely has a sense of humor.
Yes. Now we denominationally, I've described myself as a Wesleyan before. I know you're very pro Wesleyan as well.
Yep.
But kind of break that down for the audience. What does that mean? What can they expect denominationally as they come into this church?
Well, I put myself more a little bit more in the Baptist-costal point. But, you know, again, it's solid foundational teaching. I don't want to chase into the weeds with, a whole lot of goofiness. But, you know, with modern worship, we don't agree on all of the topics, which is another great thing. We don't have to agree to be in unity. But for me, it is back to the basics. And I can't say that enough, because to me, that is the biggest point for the to do is back to the basics, foundational teaching, scripturally based, where it glorifies God and advances his kingdom.
No, I mean, amen. Well said. John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist Church. Unfortunately, the Methodist Church, by and large, has gone completely off the rails. And if John Wesley was capable of rolling in his grave, he would be.
Yep.
But he's not. He's either slumbering or he's in heaven right now. Right?
Yeah.
Weeds. But, you know, that Methodist philosophy, there's a method to our Christianity, all right, to reading the Word of God. And so that's going to be one of our approaches there, is really ensuring, as you just put it, not going off into the weeds. Look, we don't want to be Pharisees. It's probably the only time that you're going to hear me in this show actually say that we need to be on the moderate side of things. I usually just go off against the moderates. I know. I got to give you the spectrum you'll understand. Right. We don't want to become Pharisees. We don't want to become legalistic, right. To where is your skirt too short? Somebody get a ruler, right?
I quit wearing skirts. They're not.
But then also, as you put it, like chasing the gold dust, getting all kind of crazy and weird. Obviously, we're going to reject wokeism. But kind of that moderate, as you put it, Baptist-costal, okay? We both believe that the gifts of the Spirit still remain. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've called myself a cautious continuationalist. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
I think we both kind of come to that agreement. That we're both kind of that cautious, because I mean, I've prayed for people and they were healed. The one gentleman had type 2 diabetes. It wasn't me. It was the Spirit working through me. But so I've seen the miraculous. I've seen the prophecies. You know, someone prophesied over me words and phrases that I had never spoken out loud to anybody else. So I knew it was of God. So yes, the gifts still exist. But that doesn't mean it's this free-for-all on Sunday and we're going to let everybody line up and knock each other down every Sunday and becomes this goofy
fire tunnels.
No. Goofiness. No, but like you said, it's not going to be stuffy. Everybody with their hands to their side during worship. Maybe their mouth is maybe singing a little. But you know, where there's still passion in worship, there's still passion in the sermon, there's still passion without being crazy.
Do you think the audience of Church and State would be surprised to see me worship? Because I'm kind of all over the place. My mind is crazy when I'm on the show. And then how do I worship?
Well, it's like watching a statue. So pretty much if you walk downtown, you've seen a statue, you've therefore seen Caleb worship. It's quite funny. So we give him a bad time. He's very, animated in his emotions.
Indeed I am. I'm just thrilled. We are in the process. We're not ready to announce yet, right. But we are in the process of securing a building.
Yep.
And it's going to be in West Spokane.
Yep.
That's pretty much all the information we can give out at this point, because we're still working with paperwork and legal advice and seeking out very wise individuals that have been really stewards in the faith for a lot of years. So we're going about the process in a very good way, in my opinion. But we're like, you're jumping the gun. You want to launch on Easter.
Hey, I wanted to launch a year and a half ago. It's funny because I'm more detailed than you are, but I'm also more quick to react. And so, I wanted to launch a year and a half ago. But yeah, my hope, my goal, if possible, is to launch this Easter. We've got 4 weeks, which I think is doable. But the building, we're still in negotiation. You know, we will be leasing the building. So we're still kind of get all the I's dotted, T's crossed and all that, but yeah.
Looking at 11:15 in the morning,
11:15, 11:15, 11:30, somewhere right around there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still, it's morning time. You can still come in. You can actually sleep in.
Yeah.
So we won't have a lot of tired Christians, that are barely awake, you know? So it's starting just with one service, right. But 11:15, and you can expect, you know, to actually hear what the Word of God is saying without some craziness, without the legalism. Mm-hmm. And, I think Spokane is in need of a church like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are some other great churches out there but I think the bend that we have, you know, being a political church without being a political church, we're not a political church, but we will attack the culture where it violates scripture. We will attack the culture.
Any time that you see, morality under attack,
right.
and with our understanding as believers that every moral standard we have is because of this,
right.
Okay. This Bible gave us a moral standard. And our founding fathers took this and put it into here, put it into the Constitution. Mm-hmm. All right. This is why we've been blessed, is because this is aligned with this. Okay. And for the radio audience, I'm holding up a Constitution and a Bible. All right. So that anytime we see a direct attack against moral issues, then we are going to speak about it. We are going not just speak about it. We're going to do something about it because we're going to be an active church. All right. That is truly our goal here, is if there's a violation, if the state steps into the church authority, then we're going to fight against it. We are not going to be part of this whole separation of church and state. Obviously not with me in being part of it. We're not going to, you know, oh, the 501c3 won't allow us to talk about politics. That's not what's going to happen. No. Look, if it's on my heart and I'm at the pulpit, you're going to get church and state.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that's just it. You know, we're not a political church. You know, we're going to have that bend from time to time for sure. But again, our focus, our primary focus is about advancing God's kingdom, about showing God's love and getting that message out. But again, when politicians, when leaders in the community are in rebellion to God, we're going to call it out and we're going to point it out.
We're going to be a very loving church.
Yeah.
Such a loving church that when you are violating God's laws, when you are doing something that is going to pretty much ensure that you don't go to heaven and hear, well done, good and faithful servant, that we'll tell you. Yeah, we're going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. We love you enough to tell you, hey, that homosexual lifestyle, yeah, we're not a church that's going to affirm that.
Right.
Okay, we're going to come alongside you. We're going to love you, and we're going to try to help you. Okay, I mean, ultimately, it's your heart that God needs to touch. Mm-hmm. But we are going to be that church that will tell you this is a sinful lifestyle, and it doesn't belong in the church.
No, I mean, everyone's welcome.
Yes,
but you know, all are welcome. Homosexuals, tattooed, meth addicts—they're all welcome. I mean, we're going to allow Caleb.
Are we going to allow vegans in?
Well, I don't know. I'm still praying about that.
Yeah.
But where everyone is welcome, but that doesn't mean you can continue in the sin that you're in. So there's a difference between being welcomed and loved where you're at, but allowing someone to continue in the sin that they're in. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that. It's not, because it's not love. It really is not love to do that. You're loving people to hell.
I'll tell you right now, man, if I get up on the pulpit and I see a bunch of pink-haired Subaru driving vegans in there with rainbows, I'm going to pull an audible and I'm going to start reading from Romans 1 right off the bat. Boom. Is that fair?
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
But yeah. I mean, honestly, we're joking, we're jesting, but that's truly the heart, is that if we believe that this book, that the Word of God, that a relationship with Jesus Christ actually transforms you, then why would we hide that under a bush?
Exactly.
Why would we not try to win souls for Christ? I mean, if your goal as a Christian is just to get bodies in the pews and to not offend anyone, what are you even doing? Are you even really a church? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Because if you're as a shepherd, which is, I mean, that's a strong calling right there. If you as a shepherd are not informing people that they're living a sinful lifestyle, that it's separating them from God, woe is to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, love, you know, we hear that. We just want people to know that Jesus loves them. Well, okay, fine, but complete the message.
Yeah.
You know, yes, Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, the thoughts that you've had, the sins that you committed, the crimes that you've committed, it doesn't matter. Jesus loves you. And that doesn't change. He can't, he doesn't love you any more or any less than he already does. And that will never change. But that doesn't, again, you know, if the pulpit remains silent, people are going to think that their sins are okay. And so to say that you love, that the pastors love people because we do, but it, you have to finish that. You've got to call out things for what it is.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but personally, I do see that we could be living in the end of days. There's a lot of boxes that are going to get checked right there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm seeing a time in America, really in the world, that evil is being called good and good is being called evil.
Oh, definitely.
And everything is backwards. The laws that they are passed mm-hmm. are just immoral laws after immoral laws. And so as a church, you can expect us to take a stand. You know, if COVID-19 or some variant or some new disease emerges and they're telling the church that you can't worship, you got to lock down, you need appointments to go into church, you got to wear a mask to worship, you can expect our church to stay open.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, any other plandemic is, we're going to call it for what it is. It's a plandemic.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we're not going to close for that type of stuff. You know, you can't go to church, but you can go to a strip club. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to fly with us. And so, I mean, if that kind of church excites you, if you've been searching for a church that is willing to step out into the public square, without some of the craziness or perhaps without some of the legalism, I think Apologia Chapel is going to be the church for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's not even just even the public square. I don't know how much time we've got here.
27 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay. Awesome. And so the public square, you know, it's not just political. It's not just in culture. It's in your work. It's in your daily life. You know, it's giving boldness to Christians to live out our faith. And because, you know, there's things of like, I don't know what that means. My boys, you know, love them to death, crazy little guys. But they challenged me on some of the doctrinal stuff that I always knew until I was actually asked about it. And I'm like, I haven't thought about that for a while.
Absolutely.
So living in the public square is not just marching down the street or some political rally or anything like that. It is living our life and being able to explain why we believe what we believe.
Yeah. And transforming culture entirely. I mean, you brought it up there, but I disagree with the Seven Mountain Mandate. I think why stop there? Why not influence everything? Right. But still there is some truth to what that is. And so we should be influencing, mm-hmm. You know, the education, business, right. Family, politics, religion, all that stuff. We should be influencing that. And I would expect anyone that's going to start attending Apologia Chapel to be those type of people.
Absolutely.
Church of State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and is a ministry of Apologia Chapel. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH. Apologia-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to BH-PM.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.